Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday.
Sada.
Sports Bros are here. Rob, that's me. Big Six right over there. We got Ryan Buckley, who's got his money on the Vikings tonight. You know, he has a very interesting betting angle. Ryan Buckley.
Well, the Rams have been going through a lot
tonight.
I don't know if it's a good one, but the whole fires, I feel like, has got to be a real human life distraction for people. We saw the Chargers get absolutely boat raced. I know that they weren't supposed to be playing at home anyways, but just having that stuff happen at home where you live, I don't know if it plays a factor. Maybe. I think it could be the case tonight.
Yeah, the people were bringing like cats and dogs on airplanes. And
yeah, they loaded their families up onto planes on like Thursday, including 6 dogs and 2 cats.
Yeah.
Only 6 dogs?
Well, I think that's of people who might have had housing that was in an endangered area. I think there's probably more pets than that on the team, but those ones needed to evacuate.
They're eating the cats.
Yeah, I'm guessing that is a... As far as distraction goes, my guess is that's about as big a distraction as you could possibly get.
They're eating the dogs.
I mean, how do you... I mean, these guys are all pros and guys have a way of focusing, but
they still are going to work and stuff, but it just can't be your singular focus.
There's just no way with everything going on around you. I mean, some of the photos that are coming out of that thing and what, $150 billion in damage. They're saying up to 24 dead now that we know of. I mean, it's
and started by an arsonist.
Unbelievable. Has that been official?
No, no, but that's where they're investigating.
Yeah, and David Spade is offering $5,000 for information on the arsonist.
That a little low?
Completely. I have a problem with it. I feel like he's just getting himself attention here because David Spade should be able to afford more to find the arsonist.
What do you suppose David Spade's worth?
More than $5,000.
I'm going to say $15 million.
Is that all? I mean, not that that's bad, but
I don't think David Spade has ever really done anything big.
I thought $30 million. Maybe
really?
25, 30 mil. I don't know.
I mean,
he's been around a long time.
I just don't think he's really done.
If you are to believe CelebrityNetWorth.com, $70 million.
70.
Right the hell out of
town. That is not what I would have expected.
Wow. Well, then.
Better than we think.
Look, I'm not here to tell people what to do with their money.
I am.
But yes, it does seem on its face that if you're only offering $5,000, maybe you keep that quiet and just.
Yeah, come on, Spade.
Yeah.
Is anybody even going to look for that guy for $5,000?
It's tough. My guess is the reward's going to get bumped up a little bit.
Well, the reward in season 2 of Squid Game is like hundreds of millions.
Dude, are you watching Beast Games?
No.
That's the best thing going on television.
What is that?
You know Mr. Beast, the YouTube guy?
Yes.
So he's the guy that built his own Squid Games.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that here.
So this dude just gives away money. He's super rich and he doesn't care about money.
Is he like the most popular, most streamed person on YouTube like ever or something?
Yes. Mr. Beast. And isn't he like some dorky white guy?
Yeah, his name's Jimmy. And he just he seems like a good dude. He created and they are saying a lot of this is his own money. He's got sponsorships. He has created his own version of Squid Games. He's calling it Beast Games. And he's going to end up, he said it's the most expensive show ever on television. He's giving away, when it's all said and done, like $10 million.
What's it on?
On Amazon Prime. And it is awesome. And it's like he's doing a Squid Games thing with like 500 people start, and it is.
So it's really happening.
It is
really
happening.
But they just don't kill people like no. they do in Squid Game.
No, but it's a very Squid Game-esque thing. And the grand prize is $5 million.
Nice.
And like he just gave away a $1.8 million private island. And one of the games was you could choose whether or not you... So it was like 50 people went on to the finals. And if you wanted to, you could just say, cool, I'm going on to play for the $5 million. Or anyone that wants to can play for the chance to win the $1.8 million private island. But if you play for it and you lose it, you're out of the game, right? Only one person can win it.
Okay.
9 people of like the 50 decided, no, I'm going to try to win the island and go on. His first one was hide and seek, and he brought in Navy SEALs to track people.
Damn.
Off of helicopters. It is the best thing I've seen on TV.
Did anybody win?
It's still going on. They're doing there's like 5 episodes out now, and then there'll be one each like Thursday until the finale.
I read something recently, and I don't know if it's connected to this finale or not, but I read that he basically got the country of Egypt to bend their standards on who can visit the pyramids and what you can do there, and he threw enough cash in them that they're going to hold events in the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah. Dude, it's just...
Nice.
The amount of money that is getting thrown around on this show is...
What?
Fast, and people are cracking under the pressure.
I'll check
it
out.
It's great.
All right, coming up, we will get back into the weekend that was in the playoffs, but right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number five.
Oh, we've got a couple different texts already saying Mr. Beast, not a good dude.
Well, again.
Look into him.
I did. There was a bunch of allegations against him.
About what? What did he do?
Oh, it was like unpaid wages. There was a sexual harassment thing. And the law firm came in and it was a whole deal and he released everything. Just,
okay.
I don't know. I looked into that and every time I see that guy on TV, he seems like a cool dude. Maybe he's a dirtbag. I don't know. But I'm pro Mr. Beast.
The Mariners have signed infielder Donovan Solano.
Donnie Barrels.
Yay! Donnie Barrels. 1 year, $3.5 million. He is 37 years old. Most recently played for the Padres.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you were to tell me that there was the most well-meaning signing of all time, I give you this.
Well, he hit .284 last year. This will be his 7th team. Meanwhile, Japanese pitcher Roki Sasaki is coming over, and he has chosen 3 finalists. He will either go to the Dodgers.
The Rangers and Yankees, apparently.
Number 4.
Well, he's cut the Yankees, Mets, Cubs, and Rangers. He says the final 3 are the Dodgers, Blue Jays, and Padres, but it's going to be the stupid Dodgers. And I don't know if you've seen the odds on... Oh, she's...
Oh. Are you all right?
Well, she's singing the...
who is this?
I don't know who that is, but she was singing the national anthem there.
Yeah.
And she started crying.
Oh. Well, maybe with the fires.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a pretty emotional couple minutes over there in Phoenix.
It's going to be emotional when Roki here signs with the Dodgers and they have again.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you've seen the odds, but the Dodgers are like minus money to win the whole World Series.
Yeah.
And that's an exaggeration, but... This is the best team on paper
we
have ever seen.
And if you don't know
this
guy, the Sasaki guy coming over, he's the next great Japanese pitcher that is like 23 and can't be beaten, so just why not?
What are my Royals going to do?
I don't know.
Your Mets will play for second place.
Pretty much. Feels that way.
Number 3.
Oh, by the way, that other guy's probably going to pitch this year, too. What's his nuts?
Oh,
I don't know. The 3-time MVP.
Shohei?
Yeah, isn't that his name? He's old news, right? We moved on to the other Japanese pitcher.
Hey, what you got to say? Have you seen those dumb New Balance?
Yeah, the New Balance.
They've added more athletes in there.
Still not wearing New Balance. I don't care.
What else do I have for you here? A 55-year-old man from Texas has been arrested, charged with felony stalking of Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. His name is Michael Lewis. He lives in Denton. He sent threats and sexually violent messages via social media. He was arrested in a hotel in Indianapolis. She went as far as to disguise herself in public once she found out he was in Indy.
Yeah, the police met him in Indianapolis and said, "Hey, man, knock it off. Like, we know you can't be doing this anymore." And he was like, "Yeah, no big deal." And then the very next day, he went right back to doing it after meeting the police.
Yeah, he told him he was in an imaginary relationship with her. And he would send her messages saying things like, "I'm circling your house three times a day." Pretty creepy. He faces up to 6 years in the hoosegow.
Yeah, he probably should. Like, we need to take this stuff more seriously.
Are we on number two?
Yeah, who does number two work for?
Yeah, that's correct.
Did we skip one?
I don't think
so. We skipped one.
Did we?
I
swear the listeners can back me on this. That should have been number four.
We can check the tape.
Okay. Because now I have to... Well, okay. Let's go with this. Beavers lose defensive coordinator Keith Hayward Jr. He is gone.
Yeah, and by all accounts, like when I first heard the story, I was like BS. But it does sound like this is personal reasons. He's had a lot going on in his family, and he just said this was nothing personal. They offered a contract extension, and he just said he's going to take a year off and focus on family.
Well, his dad died, and he wasn't able to see him because he was coaching, and then his mom got sick, and so he's
going to take a pause.
He's leaving Oregon State. You know, they got a top five quarterback in the transfer portal in Malik Murphy, which now has signaled the end of the Ben Golbranson era, who is reportedly leaving the program.
Oh, and they got, in the All-American game, they got a four-star high school All-American tight end that committed to the Beavs.
And they can't keep up.
Let's do it.
Probably not, but...
Well, they got a top five quarterback in the portal.
Yes.
To me, that's keeping up.
Well...
Well, I mean, they did. I mean, let's call it like it is.
Those are two big moves.
Exactly.
Yes. Two good. That program needs some good news. Two pieces.
All right, so I'm going to combine two and one since I think I was screwed out of a one of the hot fives tonight.
So sorry if you were screwed over.
Well, it's okay, Buckley. You're not screwing me. You're screwing the listeners, okay? That's what you're doing.
I'm getting us back on the clock, really, if I'm doing anything.
Not with this sort of
the Cowboys. The Cowboys have parted ways with Coach Mike McCarthy. Just their ninth coach in history, finished with a winning record, 49-35.
I'd like to point out that this is why the Cowboys, they're not a bad organization. They just do dumb things. So by waiting a week to just let Mike McCarthy walk, because they didn't have to fire him, his contract was up, but they did that weird negotiation thing. Now they missed out on any of the candidates, including Ben Johnson, from interviewing until after the season, because they were all having their interviews on the bye week, and the Cowboys want to interview them, and now they can't. They have to wait till the season's over. Good move, Dallas.
And it's the final wildcard game tonight. They're in Glendale, Arizona, moved due to the wildfires in L.A. The Rams technically hosting the Vikings.
Looks it like is a just house, though, right?
It is just underway. A lot of purple in the stands I'm seeing here.
But it's full. I was wondering what the crowd was going to be like, and certainly not the home field advantage that you would normally get, but it's full.
Well, that certainly is interesting where you have, like, you're just, you know, you're in your city, Phoenix, you know, Denver, wherever, and all of a sudden there's just a random playoff game in your stadium.
You're like, oh, okay.
I'd go check that out, too.
Absolutely.
But that's also the power of the NFL. If it were any of the other sports, would it fill up like that?
No, Probably not,
but NFL would work anywhere.
The Eagles await the winner. Philly loses linebacker N'Kobe Dean for the playoffs due to a severe knee injury.
Yeah, tore his tendon, patella tendon, so that's and he's battled some injuries and was really having a nice year, so that stinks for them and him.
There's your hot 4 at 5, brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. Let's touch on Commies Bucks.
What? Oh, sorry. I was throwing. I thought you were calling Buck a commie for a second. I was like, what? Oh.
Let's talk about Commie Buck.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Let's talk about Commie Buck.
I thought you were still beefing with Buck over the 4 or 5, and I was like, what?
I believe I was screwed out of one of the hot 5 at 5 today. But
it's possible.
I just.
What? I'm ready to move on with more Commies Bucks talk. Yes, I was thrown there for a minute.
It was a good game. Good little ball game. We'll talk about it next on The Fan. Rams Vikings underway. The Rams threatening, first and goal at the Minnesota 5-yard line. Touchdown Rams. How about that? 7-0. So much for your angle, Buckley.
Oh, you're doing the thing for you're spoiling the place for Sook again, I see.
Yeah, oh, he wasn't. You weren't. Were you behind?
Nothing enrages me more that anytime we watch something, we have two TVs that Rop is like 8 seconds ahead of me.
Well, the other day you fixed it and you actually. I don't know how you do that either.
It just randomly occurs.
You did. Kyren Williams, yeah. The 5-yard tutty for my the Rams. Your Rams.
My Rams. Mainly because I bet my Rams, but you know.
At home there in Phoenix.
If I go over to KATU if it bumps me up.
Well, let's get into, we covered Eagles-Packers. Mm-hmm. We covered Chargers-Texans, although that game was a skunker, and so we didn't really spend too much time on it. Commies-Bucks, best game of the weekend.
Oh, hands down.
Let's get into that one. I don't know how Jaden Daniels does it with cuts on his face like that. Pretty incredible.
I love that's become the
what a warrior.
Yeah, he had a little scratch.
He's got
on his
that
face.
Dog in him.
Yeah, he's got that dog.
Well, I tell you what, I do love Chris Collinsworth calling that out though.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw it. If you didn't see it,
he had a
cut on his face and he had blood streaming down. And of course, the sideline reporter has to key in on that. Look at this. And Chris Collinsworth's like, oh come on. If that's anybody other than a quarterback, we're not even showing it. And he's right.
He is right. But we love narratives, and right now, Jaden Daniels has a great narrative. I mean, he took a team that wasn't any good, that wasn't expected to be any good, and he's had a phenomenal rookie year. I think some of the hype around him is a bit much. I still think there's some holes in his game, but he's had a hell of a year, and the way he moves, especially with his legs... I mean, this says something. I think the best part of his game is his ability to scramble, but he does make nice throws. I thought this game, especially, he threw outside of the numbers better than, inside the numbers better than he has most of the year. And, you can't knock the fact that he took a team that we expected to win 4 or 5 games, 12-5, and won a playoff game. Now, some of that was Tampa Bay just gift-wrapped that game to them. With the Baker Mayfield fumble, the fourth and whatever, I guess it would be the third down botched handoff that led to them kicking a field goal instead of scoring and going up that opened the window for him. But, you know, when they needed him most,
hey, look, man.
Canty, who had been killing him all game long, he could not get Jaden Daniels down. His ability to scramble, it may be second only to Lamar Jackson.
I think more than any other team in the league, and this includes Detroit, I love what Dan Quinn's cooking there in DC.
Yeah.
It's very Dan Campbell-esque.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Although there was one puzzling moment. Like he's ballsy. He goes for it on fourth down all the time.
Mm-hmm. More than any team in the NFL.
A la Campbell. And of course they showed that stat a million times that it's the best fourth down rate. They hit at 87% fourth down.
Yep.
Best in 40 years in the NFL. There was one puzzling moment, though, where he actually, I've never seen this, he took the shorter extra point over going for two.
I know, it's very strange.
Who does that? Bowles does that. not Dan Quinn.
Not Dan Quinn. And he did get stopped on that fourth, on the big fourth down, and it didn't deter him one bit.
Well, like, there was a penalty on that, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the one they had the holding that they didn't call?
There was the holding, and then I think they were 3 of 5. I think there was 2 fourth downs that he didn't get.
Well, the one was in the end zone. It looked like they probably should have been first and goal at the one.
Probably.
But then Baker Mayfield handed it right back to him. And that's the thing about Mayfield. When all else fails, you can count on that dude.
Boy.
He is an untimely turnover waiting to happen. Yeah. It's a bit like Sam Darnold in that I don't care how good they play. Mm-hmm. You can't fully trust them.
Dude, a jet sweep fumble. It was just, I mean, it's an absolute killer. And then I know it's not on Baker Mayfield, but they get down there and that it was like 3rd and 1 or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get that you're trying to change the play, but God, it's 3rd and 1. Why are you going through some complicated thing that originally it was on 2, but then when you kill it, it goes to 1st down. Why are you going through, it's 3rd and 1. For God's sakes, just pick up the 1st down. And the center doesn't pick it up. And next thing you know, boom, you get the 5-yard penalty. And now you're kicking a field goal and it opens the door for Washington. And did anyone doubt when Washington got the ball that they weren't going to go down and they were going to seal that game?
I did. I thought maybe Tampa could finally get a turnover or just, you know, maybe the rookie would make a big moment mistake. But it just didn't happen.
In these moments, and this is where I think Jaden Daniels really has shown, is in these big clutch moments, dude, that guy is a hammer. And
yeah, he's awesome.
And this is the ability to scramble.
Well, he made a lot of really good third down throws.
Yes,
though,
he did. I mean, but his ability to move around, including that last one there where he was dead to rights. I mean, there's 30 other quarterbacks that get tackled on that, and they have to kick the field goal, and Tampa has a minute, whatever. But Daniel slipped out of it, got the first down, bled the clock, kicked the field goal, and thanks for coming.
29 rookie quarterbacks have started a playoff game in NFL history. Their record is 15-28.
Yeah.
Daniel's the first to win since C.J. Stroud.
Freaking awesome.
And he wins on the road.
And he did it without any semblance of a run game whatsoever.
The only other rookie, and they showed this on the broadcast, but the only other rookies to win on the road in the playoffs, Mark Sanchez, Russell Wilson, and now I'm blanking on the third one. They showed the graphic.
Yeah. I don't remember. I didn't see it. Daniels did that with Austin Eckler running 8 times for 27 yards and Robinson Jr. 10 for 16. I mean, he was their leading rusher, Jaden Daniels was, and had a nice game. And then if you're Tampa Bay, like, you just didn't have the ball. Baker Mayfield went 15 of 18 for 2 touchdowns, but it wasn't enough.
Did you know he had the most pass touchdowns in the NFL since 2023? They showed that graphic, too. I didn't know that.
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah. More than Goff, more than anybody.
Yeah. Well, Baker is a good, solid quarterback, but as you stated, it just feels like...
He did this last year. They were in Detroit, playing pretty well, had the ball with the chance to drive down, and I don't remember if it was tie or win the game, and he threw a pick.
Yeah.
He just... You can count on it, dude.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
I just...
I like him, and I like where he's come since, you know, basically being thrown on the scrap heap, but I would never want him as my quarterback. I just don't.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I would take him when I don't have, like...
Sure, if you're giving me him or Tanner McKee,
sure.
I'm taking Baker Mayfield. I'm just saying...
Yeah, it always leaves a lot more.
It just, if he's out there, I'm just not touching. I'm going a different direction.
Like I said, Tampa Bay should have won that game. They opened the door and handed it to Washington, and Washington was able to kick it down. And it's a great story, but, I mean, again, much like that Houston game, it felt like either one of these teams, this feels like fodder. I don't think either one of these teams is a real contender. But the future for Washington is super bright. Tampa, I don't know what's going on with Tampa when you look ahead. But when you look at young teams that are going to continue to get better, the Commanders, as they build a better defense and as they get more weapons, because let's be honest, outside of McLaurin, what do you have on that offense? And this was supposed to be a bad offensive line going into this year. When you're taking future bets, this is weird to say, but like the Commanders have, it is blue sky ahead. There's no reason that Washington shouldn't continue to ascend over the next 4 or 5 years.
And Collinsworth was saying that. He was like, this isn't even a shell of what they will be.
Yes.
It just felt, that was one of those games that felt like the one sideline had such better coaches than the other.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even close.
Yes.
Washington, with Kingsbury's offense, Dan Quinn, just kind of his Dan Campbell style. They're awesome. I hate to say this, but I kind of want to root for them.
Yeah,
like they're my Lions. Like you guys all love the Lions, and I love the Lions too. It's cool to see the Lions good. But I think Washington is just so likable and so fun. And I'm a big Dan Quinn guy. I'm a big Dan Quinn guy. You know that we started the show saying, give me the coach that's the best that you think sucks, and mine is Todd Bowles, because I do think he sucks.
Sure.
And he is always confused. Does this give you confidence?
Got to get him in long third and long a yard. He's got to win first down. He keeps getting out of the pocket to his left, to his right, and we got to cut that down.
That's your head coach.
Yeah.
Always confused over there. But Dan Quinn, on the other hand, maybe the opposite of that for me is that, I mean, he's been to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
He's a good coach. I don't want to overstate how good he is, but I think that guy's freaking dynamite. And when he was sitting out there, I think he was the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, and teams were passing over him, I just couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's good. He's almost a Super Bowl champion were it not for a Kyle Shanahan
collapse
against Tom Brady.
Is it the backwards hat?
I don't even mind the backwards hat.
And maybe it's okay because now we've exercised the Dan Snyder demons.
Yeah.
Because you know this bugs the hell out of Dan Snyder that they're a likeable.
You think he's happy or sad?
Oh, you know he's just pissed. You know he's absolutely livid.
I saw somebody say that if Dan Snyder was still the owner, that last field goal would have doinked out and not in.
And this is why I say, I hope that people, this happens sometimes with young teams, right? I hope we don't try to speed the clock up on the Commanders, because the Commanders are not a finished product, and Jaden Daniels is not a finished product, and there are some growing pains along the way that next year, and I think we did this a little bit with Houston, right? Like, you have a season that comes out of nowhere, rookie quarterback, and... You know, he's like, with C.J. Stroud last year, it was like, oh my God, it's the best rookie season we've ever seen out of a quarterback. Sky's the limit. Slowick, everyone was in love with that offense. And this year was a giant step backwards for that offense and a giant step backwards for C.J. Stroud. So just have some patience with Daniels, because when you watch him play, there's so much to like, but there is also some good fortune, and there's also some there's a lot of 50-50 stuff that has gone his way this year, and you may regress back to the mean. I love Washington's future. It may be some bumps along the road, and I think they're going to get housed by Detroit in the next round. I do not think this team can go into Detroit. I think this will be a little Broncos Bills. I think we're about to find out the difference between solid teams and elite teams. And that should not be a negative against Washington at all.
All right, Broncos, Bills, and Ravens, Steelers still to come. Here's Buck. You know, I was thinking during the break, and there I go thinking. It's never good. Doesn't happen often. But I want you to power rank the coaching Dans.
Okay.
So we've got Dan Quinn, Dan Lanning. We have Dan Campbell. And I would like to throw at you Dan Hurley and Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves.
That's five Dans.
Did Dan Reeves pass away?
I'm not saying anything.
I think Dan.
He either did, or he had a really bad bout with either Alzheimer's or dementia. And so I know at the very least he was out of the public light a lot. I don't know if he's deceased or still with us.
I think he passed away. I think he did. Dan Hurley is one.
Yeah. Two titles.
Yeah. Two titles.
Back-to-back titles.
Yeah, he's an ass. And then I'm going to go...
Who's number two?
Dan Reeves. Dan Reeves was a hell of a coach.
He won Super Bowl, right?
No.
They didn't win?
No. Dan Reeves never won a Super Bowl. Went to a couple.
Went to, yeah. With the Falcons.
Dan Reeves, hell of a coach. Hell of a coach.
Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves. And then I will go...
It makes me sad.
That does make me sad. Then I'm going to go... I'm going my fight and Dan Campbell's. And then
three.
And then Dan Quinn, and then Dan Lanning.
Lanning fifth.
Well, Lanning's never won any. I mean, that's not true. He won the Big Ten, but dude, Dan Quinn's been to a Super Bowl. Dan Quinn just won a playoff game. Dan Quinn's in the NFL. Dan Campbell has won a conference championship and you know, lost in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, look, some of that is proof's in the pudding. Like, all those guys are more accomplished, and dude, he's been a head coach for three years.
You put him ahead of Dan Mullen, though, right?
Dan Mullen?
I would put him ahead of Dan.
Good. So Dan Lanning isn't last. That's good. Yeah.
Well, you added a Dan.
So that Coach Lanning wouldn't have to be last.
Are there any Dans I'm missing?
Let's see.
Lieutenant Dan?
I'm sure there's plenty of
Dan Marley, the men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University.
He was with the Suns for a bit?
Yeah.
Mm. Come on, Lanning's better than that, right?
Lanning's a really good coach. You just put him against, that's a really tough group of people to put him up against.
Well, you seem like you're feeling a little sensitive putting him fifth. Like, it's fine. I don't care.
I don't want to put him fifth. You just did, though. I don't have a choice.
I put him first, not even close.
I don't have a choice.
Of course, I'm a homer, you know.
Yeah. Someone's saying, by the way, LOL, there are zero AFC West teams with a bright future except the Chiefs. That division does suck to be in when that when you're playing against Andy Reid.
Denver is a bright future, don't they?
I think they do. It's just, I think his idea is no matter what you're doing in that division, you're going to have to deal with those.
He's a Chiefs homer.
Chiefs.
You never know. You can get injuries. Yeah. Yeah, Andy Reid may have a heart attack. You know.
Yes.
College hoops coach Dan Monson do anything for you?
Oh, there you go.
Gonzaga, right?
I think he was at Mark Few guy, right? And then
went
he was
to
at
Minnesota.
Long Beach.
Minnesota.
Well, he was at Long Beach, and wasn't it him that they fired him, and they said, you're done at the end of the year, and then he won his conference tournament and got to the big dance?
I do believe that is correct.
Wow.
But there are a lot of young teams that are unaccomplished in the NFL that are going to be problematic for a long time. Houston should continue to be really good. The Chargers are going to be on the come up. The Broncos are going to be on the come up. The Eagles shouldn't be going anywhere. The Lions, I think, are built to stay. The Packers have a very bright future.
I think we have a lot of good young coaches.
There's a lot of good young coaches, and there's a lot of good young quarterbacks.
Not named Todd Bowles.
Well, and like you look at Denver, and I know that they just got blasted against Buffalo, but I believe outside of... No, it is. They are the biggest dead cap hit money team in the league. They had like 70 or 80 million bucks on their books that wasn't on their roster. I mean, they're in salary cap hell, and they're going to have to take another big hit next year. But as this thing goes, this roster should continue, as long as they draft well, to get better and better and better and better. But we say that. But then there's teams like Cincinnati that we said the same thing about. Oh, my God, this window should be wide open. And these windows in the NFL close a lot faster than you think. So,
well, you have to have everything. You have to have everything. And we always identify the coaches and the quarterback because that's what we see. We don't know the GMs, really.
No.
So, you know, that's another – it's all equal, right? Yeah. You have to have a good owner. You have to have a good GM. You have to have a good coach. You have to have a good quarterback. You have to put together a smart roster.
Yep.
And – it's just hard to do. I think that's the cool thing about the NFL is that you have all these different facets that equally matter. And if one is off, it's a real problem. So Cincinnati, they tried, but they just built a bad defense.
They did.
They did not hit on some of the guys that they wanted to on defense, and that has cost them.
And the Lions did.
Exactly. Like,
you look at the difference.
Exactly. Like,
all those guys.
Who is the GM of the Lions? Because nobody talks about him, but Dan Campbell is great, and Dan Campbell gets all the credit, and deservedly so, and Jared Goff and everything. But who the hell put this roster together? Because he's damn good.
I believe that is Brad Holmes.
Yeah, nobody ever talks about Brad Holmes.
And you look at from Hutchinson's to Terrion Arnold to Brian Branch to, I mean, they have just hit on so many, and Penei Sewell, they have just hit, and Gibbs.
Well, and the depth.
Man, that guy, he's been there since 2021, right when the turnaround began. Yeah. He basically showed up with Campbell, and that thing is, they've got it humming.
And they drafted, I remember when they drafted Gibbs and Jack Campbell in the first round, and people were like, what are you doing? You drafted a middle linebacker, and you drafted a scat back. Well, turns out both of those guys turned pretty good. Hutchinson was like, well, he's more of an effort guy. No, turned out to be one of the elite pass rushers. When they turned down, I think it was Jamar Chase to go get Penei Sewell. And people were like, what are you doing? Yeah, it turns out Penei Sewell really good. They have built that, and it's those sorts of teams. And so when you look at a team like Denver, you should, as more money becomes available, there should be so much room to grow. And you look at some of the guys that they've managed to get from the, you know, Bonito and Zach Allen and some of these guys, they've done a great job. And Sertan, you still have to keep doing this. You mentioned last week, you were talking about it. The Rams have done a phenomenal job.
Their young defense. That GM, Les Snead, by the way, he traded away all their first round picks. He had to find diamonds in the rough because of that, because they went all in for the Super Bowl.
And they did win a Super Bowl, and now he's managed to rebuild it into a playoff team with these young kids. And so it's a never ending cycle, and you just can't afford to miss very often. So I can sit here and say that I love the future for Green Bay. I love it for Denver. I love it for Washington. Chargers, but if you don't draft well, then all that future, we're going to look up in 2 or 3 years and be like, oh my God, you wasted the cheap years of an elite quarterback.
Hey, did you, I thought of you, and I don't know why, because I think it's maybe because you noticed hair things. Mm-hmm. You always notice hair things on athletes.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. It's like you pointed this out with Jordan Spieth once.
Yeah.
Like he won a tournament and he'd have to take off his hat. And he would be playing with his hair to make sure his hair was right for the interviews, you know, because he knew he was going on TV, but you could tell he was very insecure about his hair.
Self-conscious.
Because he was receding. Well, same thing happened yesterday with Zane Gonzalez. Yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
The Washington kicker.
He was way jammed up.
Dude, he was trying to fix his hair. And by the way, his hair, it's funny, his hair was so short that it didn't change. Whatever he kept fixing did not change a thing because his hair was so short.
It's not about his hair. Did you read up on it at all?
No.
He's got an OCD battle going on.
Oh,
legit. There's other footage from the same game of him taking off his kicking shoe and like pulling at his toe over and over again. Like he has these, and he's talked about it openly. He has these almost like tics and routines that he has to go through, and he just is like over and over again.
So the hair thing is one of them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say.
I thought he was just...
Because it was really odd.
I'll tell you, it is a traumatic thing when a bald guy has to take the LeBron James will not do an interview unless he has his head covered Or you know before a game, that dude spends an hour trying to figure out what the hell is going
on.
Or
he has the aerial position. If he can be above and like looking down from a podium or something.
Yeah, the hair's a big deal.
Boy,
and by the way, there is one player that had that no one's, I guess, outside of Raider fan, but he had arguably one of the best rookie seasons of all time, and that's Brock Bowers. First team all pro as a rookie tight end.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, deep down inside, Brock Bowers is terrified of having to take his helmet off because that right now is the worst hair in the NFL.
Yeah, the in-locker interviews where he's sitting at his locker and the cameras are pointed down, really rough on him. Yeah.
He's got a little Andrew Luck thing going on.
It's really
only
bad.
Worse.
And he's not comfortable with it. It's just...
Yeah, it's kind of Spieth-ish in the pattern. And
It is bad. And with some of that signing bonus now, you need to go out. You need to you got to address it now and get the hair transplant, or you just come back with a beard and go bald. Because what you've got going on right now, it's rough. Mm. We love you, Brock, but this doesn't work.
Well, that's weird. Zane Gonzalez, I didn't know that about him. That what a curse that is.
Yeah,
like to
I'd
have
imagine,
to,
yeah.
His kicking shoe, and I did see that sock thing.
Where he's like tugging at it over and over again.
I didn't know it was OCD. I just thought he was, you know.
Just kind of
because I think he's an ASU guy, and they said it goes back to his college days.
All right, we got to wrap up the football weekend that was next on The Fan. Well, as expected, we did not get to everything we wanted to. We haven't talked about the Bills, Broncos, or the Steelers, Ravens. We haven't even discussed Ohio State, Texas.
No.
Much less Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Jack Sawyer, who probably got laid 19 times over the weekend and will never buy a single thing again in Columbus.
So we will get to all that. Good thing we have a full week of shows.
Yeah.
We'll get to a lot of that tomorrow. A couple things I wanted to point out about the final two games we haven't discussed. One is the touchdown from Bo Nix to Troy Franklin.
Yes.
As you well know.
The only good thing that happened to Denver all game.
Those are former Ducks.
Yes.
Did you know that that is the first ever rookie quarterback to rookie wide receiver touchdown in playoff history?
I was blown away by
that.
Really? I thought when they said it that they got the stat wrong and they meant rookies from the same school.
Correct.
No, any rookie to rookie,
any rookie
in the playoff
rookie.
Ever.
Yep. No.
That's right.
Really?
That's right. That's what
oh
they said. Because I thought everybody thought the same thing. It's like, wait, they left out the part where their team
went to the same college, yeah.
But
I am floored. I would have bet you any. I literally would have bet $1,000 that stat was horse bleep.
Would you still?
No, but I did not hear that, and I am having a hard time processing that.
We also have the audio of the doink. Now, Will Lutz of the Broncos doinked one.
Yes.
We also have the more sort of the more high profile doink was the Zane Gonzalez doink.
Yeah, the Zane Gonzalez doink was the divisional doink.
Yeah, that went in.
Yeah. Although, if you doink on the inside, my goodness.
Here we go.
Yeah, we got 10-10 now.
Gave it right back.
Fumble touchdown, Minnesota.
Let's Vikings. See, though. LA saying it wasn't a fumble.
Well,
it sure looked
that.
Like a fumble.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, when you doink on the inside, that usually goes in. But, you know, it's still some dramatics.
Here is the Brazilian call of the Will Lutz doink.
Olho nela, Will Lutz no pau! A bola explode na trave! E os Bills vão ao intervalo vencendo por 10-7 no pau a bola do Lutz!
É tão raro acertar na trave, caras, que dizem que devia valer ponto, mas obviamente não vale. Will Lutz erra o field goal.
What do you think?
I can't get enough. Have we now discovered that it's no... I always thought the Spanish calls were the best. Do we need to move on from the Spanish calls and get to the Portuguese?
Is Portuguese the greatest language on earth? That was incredible.
It's phenomenal.
NFL Brasil.
I love it. By the way, this does appear that Stafford shuffle.
He was trying to pass it?
No, this is a shovel pass. This isn't a fumble.
Okay. Yeah, because he that's what he's trying to do.
Yes, this is, and there
but
is a guy.
But it kind of looks like a fumble, though.
No, that's going to be a shovel pass, I bet.
See what they say here.
We'll get the official rule. Yeah, incomplete.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why Stafford knew it. He flung it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Suck it, Minnesota.
Yeah, in your face, Vikings boy.
I got a little money on this, so I'm, all of a sudden I'm a Rams fan. Let's go.
Well, so does Buckley, but yeah, he bet on Minnesota.
He's on the wrong side of it.
I am right now. I'm also on some Puka Nacua props, so that's
by the way,
okay.
We need to take the, when he does the Will Lutz. That needs to be a drop.
Yeah, I was listening to that the first time. I'm like, there might be two or three drops in there. I got to
do Nella Will Lutz.
I love
what is Lupau? Is that doink?
No good.
No good.
Na trave! E os Bills vão ao intervalo vencendo por 10 a 7. No pau! A bola do
Lan. I think we need that. The no pau!
Tá na trave, cara. Que dizem que devia valer ponto, mas obviamente não vale. And Will Lutz erra o field goal.
Yeah, that guy's whatever.
That's good stuff.
Hey, send that to me, because all my jiu-jitsu instructors are all Brazilian, so I can take it to them and be like, it'll be the strangest day. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need you to translate this for me. You know, I know the Will Lutz part, but I'm going to need you to figure out what the rest of this is.
Last thing I wanted to tell you was the Ravens rushing for 298 yards.
Yeah.
That was the 8th all-time highest rushing total for a team in a playoff game. The playoff record is 382.
Yeah.
Set by the your Bears in 1940 in the championship game.
1940?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They beat the Redskins 73-0.
That
in the championship.
I didn't know that. In 1940, that all the NFL teams combined scored 73 points. I thought every game back then was like 3-2, and someone had to lose an eye and fracture a skull.
So what's interesting about that game, so this got me down a rabbit hole yesterday, or maybe it was Saturday. I was watching that game, and I was looking at that. The Bears, so this is 1940, they won 73-0, but both teams had 17 first downs. How does that happen?
I don't know.
I want you to describe how that game goes down. They both had 17 first downs, and one team won 73-0.
Oh, I guess the bend but don't break defense? Either that or, I guess the other, I'm assuming that you just scored so much, you just kept giving them the ball, and then they would get a first down or two, and then.
Well, the Bears, again, the Bears won. They had 382 rush yards. Sid Luckman threw four passes in the game, in the whole game. He completed three of them. They also got 8 interceptions.
Yeah, I was gonna say that'd be some turnovers.
8.
Well, to be fair, that might have been the first time that the Redskins had ever attempted the forward pass.
Yeah,
we have this new thing we're gonna try out. It's called throwing the ball.
Apparently, it was 5 different quarterbacks too. Oh,
good lord, 5.
None of them could throw.
How do you have 5 quarterbacks?
I don't know.
Boy, the olden days.
It was Thunderdome.
If I had a time machine, I would 100% go back and watch like early turn of the century professional sports. Just you imagine sitting there like in your suit and tie. There's like 500 people in the stands. You know, you're just sitting there watching. You're like, oh my God, leather helmets. 3 guys die on the field.
All right, let's move on to the club. We'll get to more football stuff tomorrow.
And let me state for the record, I do feel bad for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fan base. Because
yeah, that'll be in the notes to talk about tomorrow. Yeah, they have 6 straight playoff losses.
Yeah.
And the great Nick Taylor, the Canadian who won the Sony Open, has more playoff wins than the Steelers by a level of 3 since 2016.
And to not just lose, but to get...
Because I'm sure you were watching this.
Clearly. To get pantsed... Or de-pantsed the way against your arch rival.
You know what they are? They're the Blazers of the NFL.
Yes.
Just kind of, they're not going anywhere, but they're just kind of.
The problem is that your coach, you put together crabby rosters, but you have a coach that's good and elevates you to 9-10 wins, but you can't do anything with that.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to follow up on something we talked about in the news. Very scary COVID news. Well, I mean. It's not scary, but it's kind of wild.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I have wild COVID news.
I want it.
To kick off the club next on The Fan.